But instead of Jigsaw.
No.
Yeah.
No, let's talk about Adam's relative sucking dick to escape the Holocaust.
And I think that's heroic.
Yeah, it was.
I think it was heroic.
And then they continued that once they came to America.
Old Fievel Free.
It's a movie called Schindler's Lisp. And he's like, I know a way to get us out of this.
I think that sounds like a pretty good movie.
Damn.
That's really good. That's really
Schindler's
good.
Schindler's Lisp is really good.
I've got it, boys.
I think I'll be able to handle this.
Masha, the Friedlands have rescued all of us by sucking all the cum out of Nazi Germany. Papa, certainly they can't have drank all the cum. They're all asleep. All the Germans have gone to sleep from being blown so effectively.
It's true.
By the Friedlings.
Our name was changed in immigration, but that is the rest of it is true.
What was it originally?
Landau.
Boy pussy.
It was not boy pussy.
It was Sokdikovich boy pussy from Poland.
Sokdikovich boy pussy. That's your great great grandfather's name, Adam. He was a great man.
Now I can't imagine this podcast without hearing those two Midwestern guys being like, "Oh great, what's the next joke? Somebody sucking a cock." It's like, you guessed it, bitch.
Suck dick of bitch boy pussy. They don't say their names. They don't say welcome to the show. All the jokes are about putting things in the ass or the mouth.
They don't have any theme music.
They have no theme song. We should just do some creative editing of that podcast and make it our theme song.
Let you eat my ass.
What is this one?
I'll let you fuck my ass. That My Chemical Romance song.
Which one? I'm going down.
No.
We're sucking.
Well, are you going to be in town this week, Adam?
I'm out of
town. Is Dosh in town?
I think the whole squad's out of town.
Dosh is leaving with me. We're all out of town. Why?
I need to drop my plants off with somebody to water them.
Oh, yeah. I need the same thing. I think I'm just going to ask my neighbor, so.
Yeah.
You got what kind of plant? Your bonsais?
My damn bonsais.
I got my fiddly fig that I need.
I'm letting all my plants die. I was getting into plants, so I don't give a fuck anymore.
How about a set of fig Newtons?
No.
Okay. And it's like a futon that
either one of those
shows
either.
Up late.
There's a couple not good directions you can go with that one.
Yeah. Well, fag Newton, I'd say that.
Yeah, but it's not ideal.
Yeah.
Although Newton apparently was gay.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. They were all gay.
Well, he never got any pussy ever, but he had like a guy that he hung out with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he cried when he died. So
gay.
Probably gay.
How do you know this stuff? How do you always know who's gay and who's fucking?
I don't know, man. Everyone has their areas of expertise.
I know, but like this is not something where there's like a...
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter.
No, man. There's no, like, centralized place with all this mm-hmm. information.
Yes, there is.
Where is it?
People are talking shit on Newton on
Suckmenick.org. Suckmenickmullen.org/login.
Don't tell people to make that website.
Stop goes to hegay.com.
Yeah. Ooh, he gay.
Ooh, he gay.
Yeah.
You just type, it's like a hoteps for gays. Mm-hmm. But they just say that different people throughout history were actually gay.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them were. And there's really nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
How about Hotep Transylvania?
Yes.
That'd be a fun movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What was Hotel Transylvania?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea what Hotel Transylvania is about.
I think we can surmise that it's about
a hotel.
Dracula's.
Yeah, family of Dracula's that owns a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
There's probably other creatures there, like a mummy.
But,
probably.
I mean, to the extent that, like, I think The Incredibles is about a bunch of people that are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The mom is thick from The Incredibles.
Yeah, is she stretchy, right?
The Get Headables.
She's stretching that pussy out. Yep, check.
Uh-huh.
Check.
The Get Headables?
Swish. Mm-hmm. Swish.
Oh, thank
That's
you.
That's a three right there.
Pulling up
thank
from
you.
40.
Yeah.
Swish.
Yeah.
The Get Headables.
You Get Headables.
In a world. How about that, guys? How about we do a movie?
Don
LaFontaine?
Yeah. In a world where I get my dick sucked.
Mm-hmm. The Get Headable. That's cool. A baby that sucks dick. The mom sucks
one
dick.
Man. The one daughter. Inch. Stavros Halkias stars in the Stavros Halkias story.
And the inch
story.
Is not his penis. It's
the
something
inch
else.
Is
the
his
inch
penis.
Does not mean his penis. It means
is
a,
the inch
a
his
different
penis?
Part.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's something else.
Sandra
but I'm
Bullock.
Not telling you right now.
Stavros is... Is this your one-inch penis?
No, it's not, Sandra. Why are you saying
that? But
then
it turns out it is.
No, it isn't. It actually is definitely not.
But then we find out
no,
it is.
No, we don't. We find out something else
with
happens.
With 37 cliffhangers and dueling narrators.
It's me, Sandra Bullock. Your dick's the, actually way bigger than an
inch. The first movie with dueling narrators.
Yep, it's a really big-ass dick.
But then it turns
That's
out
no,
it's small.
No, no, just, no, it doesn't.
Hi, I'm a medical doctor. I've measured your dick. It's yeah. actually 1.1
that, that
inches.
That guy's lying. That guy's gay, and he's
the
lying.
The third narrative is that
Wait
it's
a minute
tiny,
here.
But not as tiny
it looks
as
like
one
this, this Stavros boy has a shrink ray, and he's been using it on everyone that sees his dick. This man was 6'1", and now he's 5'2".
Oh, my God.
He didn't even
Bogart.
Realize it. It's me, Humphrey Fagot.
Humphrey Fagot?
Yeah, Humphrey fuck.
Fart.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's
hump.
Me. Is that? I don't remember
hump
what he sounds
Beaufort.
Like.
Humphrey Bofart.
Yeah, it's something
Listen,
like that.
I'm, Listen, this is, I sound something like this.
Yeah, that's good.
Sure.
Yeah, that's just about right. They all
also, talk. Guest starring Humphrey Bogart is the man who discovers that the inch refers to Stav's penis.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Harsh, I'm fucking Humphrey Bogart, and I read that...
starring Peter Griffin as the guy pretending to be Humphrey Bogart. That
oh,
also,
geez.
Also,
I'm Humphrey Bogart. And his dick's huge, Lois.
That's you know, you're terrible at impressions, but that's okay for family.
Yeah, it's
Thank
a
you.
Serviceable family
And
guy.
To end this trailer, his dick is normal size, coming to theaters right now. Don't say anything, Nick.
Rated,
Nick, say,
rated,
Nick.
Rated R.
For
really,
really
small penis.
Really regular size
Really
dick.
Small penis.
Regular ass penis. Small penis. And that's the end of the commercial right
and
now.
It's like the next trailer, like, Columbia Pictures presents the true story behind the one-inch movie. Well, you know, everyone knows he has a one-inch penis. But we had creative difficulties getting that into the script. The documentary of the summer. The making of the one-inch story. So we couldn't just say he had a one-inch penis because that's the truth. And people don't want the truth. They want a story.
A totally fake documentary.
A 100% real documentary. And then there's a documentary. Okay, here, I'll give it to you. Then there's another trailer, and it's like here's the other documentary, and it's about how Stavros has a huge penis, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's a documentary about
it's
that
Ricky
movie.
Ricky Gervais.
And it's Christopher Guest. Directed by Christopher
no,
Guest.
It's Ricky Gervais.
And it's what they refer to in the business as a fakeumentary.
No.
That's what they call it.
No, it's one of Ricky Gervais' truth-finding things.
Yeah, like that there's no
God
and
real.
That Stav's dick is
and
one
my
inch.
My dick is big, no?
That your dick is an inch long.
Well, not
long.
Big, but not an inch either.
If you show me this man's dick, and it's one inch long, then I will accept that there is
Master
long.
Wine.
Starring the worst Michael Caine impressions that anyone has ever had.
Marco Caine.
It's 15
Marco
different competing bad Michael Caine impressions.
Master Bruce.
Master Bruce.
Master Bruce.
I have seen Stavros' penis.
This man is destroying Gotham City with his one inch dick. Women are killing themselves.
I'm going to make this inch disappear.
Man, stop poking my eye. Why this fat boy touching my eye real gently? Somebody make this fat boy stop touching my eye real gently with it. What is that? Is that your dick? Damn, this dude twisted. That's the most fucked up villain I've seen. You got a tiny ass dick like that pulling it out in front of people. Mm-hmm. You got to be crazy. Well, hang on, everybody. I'm the crazy one. Your dick ain't that small. That man's got to be crazy pulling. I'll pull my dick out, too. No, you got a regular. I mean, it's got clown makeup on it, but
The dick painted red. His head is like lipstick red.
Yeah. Is this man's dick actually 1 inch long? Swear to me.
Guys, my dick's not
Rachel,
that small.
Did you fuck him? Did you fuck him?
It doesn't count, Bruce.
It was only
it
one inch.
It didn't get past the lips. It doesn't count.
Answer me!
I'm titty fucking the lips.
That's how I fuck. I titty fuck pussy.
You do
lips.
Like a hot dog in a bun situation. You just delicately like wrap the lips around your tiny dick.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's so.
That's
funny.
That's what they want though. Actually, yeah. I can fuck regular. Yeah. I just that's what
you're
girls
just like
want
delicately
that.
Poking the clit with the end of your dick.
Yeah,
that's gorgeous.
What's wrong with that?